My name is John Clark of No Fixed Address. I've selected this poem, which is a love, and I've always enjoyed it. It's by an Irish poet called Anthony Cronin, who was born in 1928 and still lives in Dublin. Was a friend of Beckett and Flann O'Brien and lots of other 20th century, particularly Irish writers. And this is a poem I like because it's about the relationship with a father that a son has, where the son both imitates and competes with the father, ultimately to slightly confusing but hopefully warm effect. I pass it on to people who've had a good relationship with their father, sometimes a bad relationship with their father. In my case, I had both. It's something that hopefully most people can identify with the feeling in it, and the feeling is delivered in the last two lines. For a Father by Anthony Cronin. With the exact length and pace of his father's stride, the son walks. Echoes and intonations of his father's speech are heard when he talks. Once, when the table was tall and the chair a wood, he absorbed his father's smile and carefully copied the way that he stood. He grew into exile slowly, with pride and remorse, in some ways better than his begetters, in others worse. Now, having chosen with strangers, half glad of his choice, he smiles with his father's hesitant smile and speaks with his voice. It's concise. It underplays the sentiment, which means it doesn't get in the way, but it's there if you want it. And I think it's true.